Listen and Live Audio presents Then There Were Five by Elizabeth Enright. Read by Pamela Dillman. Chapter 1. All Summer Long. What a noise there was that day! It sounded like a pack of young sea lions. But it was really only the Malendi children. They were building a dam. Rush had thought of it. He had thought of it in the middle of the night in a dream, and this morning at breakfast he had told them about it. "Listen, kids," he'd said. "I've been thinking for a long time that we needed a bigger swimming place. The one we've got now is too little. When we're all in it together, the congestion is fierce. And it's too shallow. Every time I dive off the bank, I'm scared I'll come up with concussion of the brain."
"Well, what are you planning to do?" inquired Mona, with a tinge of sarcasm. "Widen the brook, or deepen it, or something?"
"Exactly, my dear Watson," replied Rush, with a flourish of toast. "I propose to build a dam at the foot of the bathing pool where the waterfall begins."
Oliver and Randy greeted the idea with enthusiasm. Anything, work or play, that involved plenty of water and mud was agreeable to them. And even Mona could see that the idea had its points. So there they were, hard at it, digging up rocks, hauling logs, and building them into a sort of walk across the brook. Everybody had ideas as to how the dam should be constructed. The air rang, quivered with commands, directions, opinions, and...